Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Courtney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Harry Courtney. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards third. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt takes first base on ball four. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pittenger. The throw from Shock and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt misplays the ball. That's an error on Pratt. Courtney moves to second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Pratt covering, for the out. Courtney moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-1 in the game. Leibold hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma Still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma Still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma Still takes first base on ball 4. Strunk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Strunk moves to third. Ma Still moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pratt hits a pop-up towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 1 in the game. Pittenger strikes out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins who is chasing the ball. Ma still reaches third base with a triple. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Courtney hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 2 in the game. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pratt takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burns moves to third. Pratt moves to second. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Pratt scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a pop-up towards first. Strunk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Schock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0 for 2 in the game. Pittenger hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins strikes out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 3 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. with two walks. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan pinch hits for Harry Courtney. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 3 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.